now.
It's a pleasure. We're going to visit with Attack Theater. I think I've got Michelle De La Reza here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there, Larry.
Hello.
And good morning.
Is Peter with you? Or?
You know what? He's been crazy in the theater so for the last 24 hours. So you have me solo this morning.
Well, that's okay. And it was nice to see you a couple of weeks ago. Michelle and I were accidentally at the same Penguins game. I guess it was on purpose, but it was really nice. We had the pleasure of being treated to a great game by the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation and the Citroen Fund. And your son is something else. How old is he? He's 8.
Xander is his name, and he is 7 and a half, nearing 8, and is a wonderful member of both our family and, I'd say, Attack Theater.
Yeah. I turned to Xander, and you heard me say this before, Michelle, but I said, could you be Michelle and Peter's son? And he said, possibly.
Right, he was probably weighing that talking to strangers, sharing private information.
Yeah.
He seems like a really awesome person, but
Yeah, no, he had a big smirk on his face.
It was,
speaking of weighing things, you guys have a very interesting show that's going to be opening up this coming Friday. It's called Laws of Attraction. And you're actually working in physics and other aspects of science,
that's
along
right.
with modern dance, all to try to sort out human relationships.
Yeah, it's been a really fun process. We're looking at physics as like a metaphor for the way we talk about life. And it's funny that you mentioned Xander, because we've been working on this piece for months and months, and literally I think yesterday or the day before, Xander was opening, closing a door, you know, just kind of playing. And I said, Xander, please don't stress out the joints on the door. You know, don't open and close. It stresses the joints. And Xander paused and said, Mom, doors don't get stressed out. And it was I was like, you just wrote my press release. It was a perfect demonstration of the funny way we talk about things. Like, how many times have we heard, this movie stinks, or I'm weighed down with these responsibilities, or time stands still when I'm with you, or maybe this is a really big idea. Like, clearly the movie doesn't smell bad, or we're not getting, gravity isn't literally pulling us to the floor with responsibility, so we have to crawl. But the way that those words have real clear relationships to science through time, through space, through, you know, proximity, distance, it's really been fun to explore that
when
we talk about life.
Like, I wanted to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. You're not taking out your heart and having them communicate. Or you don't freeze when you go to speak before an audience. You don't really get down to 32 degrees C.
Exactly. And you know, once you open this Pandora's box of thinking about words this way, I'm telling you, every time you say something, you realize how prevalent it is
and how much
it's in our vocabulary. I know, you're going to go through this today making a list. It's
I'm boiling mad, or this person is a hot mess, and they're not really feeling, you know, temperature-wise. So you've taken these concepts, and I think also not just expressions, but the true science behind them, because this is one of the few dance performances that I've seen that actually has a science advisory panel.
I know. We actually had a wonderful gathering of our science advisory panel even last night. It's made up of physics PhD students from CMU, engineering professors from Pitt, a robotics professor from CMU, and even, of course, because it's called Laws of Attraction, we do have one lawyer on board, just to keep us honest with the laws part. But we reached out to these friends and experts in the field to help give us some of the accurate information that they explore in science, and then, of course, we take that information and kind of explode the moments or the concepts, but through our vocabulary, which is movement and dance.
This sounds like just an incredible performance. And it opens, it'll run Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th, and then April 20th through the 23rd, and the 27th through the 30th. So,
that's correct, Larry. It's 3 weekends and those, or 3 weeks, and those second 2 weeks are Wednesday through Saturday. Partly the reason we did this is because we have this wonderful old auto body shop in an area of Pittsburgh called Uptown. It's a fabulous area. And the auto body shop we transformed into a theatrical playground. You'll have to imagine there's rope ladders, there's boxes piled high to the ceiling, there's steel perches, there's places to draw, all to create a kind of a landscape for the dancers to explore this idea. But it's a small venue, so we wanted to do lots of performances so people could come and experience it with us.
Well, this sounds like a great show. And Attack Theater is accessible and fun. If you've never been to a dance performance, it's a great opportunity. I mean, you'll be watching them in an auto body shop, for goodness sakes. I think, can kids come to this as well, older kids?
Yeah, I mean, the content is totally appropriate. In fact, there's something, I'll tell you a secret, a spoiler alert, there's actually a whole dance in the second act, a whole section that's all on hoverboards, which is just an amazing way. It's kind of like modern dance turns ice dancing, turns, hoverboard skate park exploration. So it's really physically accessible and fun for kids. It is, you know, an evening performance with an intermission, so the whole experience will get closer to 2 hours. So that might lend itself more to middle school and up, I would say, but I would trust a parent to make that decision for themselves.
Absolutely. Well, Tech Theater has been doing great work here in Pittsburgh for so many years.
21.
Yeah. And I hope it goes well, that you have a good run. It's again, it opens up this Friday and then Saturday the 16th. And then, as Michelle mentioned, Wednesday through Saturday for 2 more weeks. Basically, from here on out, Friday, Saturday, and then every Wednesday through Saturday for the rest of April.
That's
so
right.
Best wishes for a good run, and it's good to talk with you this morning.
Larry, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and more information can always be found at attacktheater.com.
Attack Theater.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, Larry.
Thanks, you too. Thanks.